to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we have this 25-page dossier against the complaining witness who, in a normal rape case, is aligned with the prosecutors, not antagonistic to the prosecutors. But when you read that, you saw how great the breach between the prosecutors and the accuser was. This is someone who utterly lost the faith of prosecutors because they say that she repeatedly lied to them about the facts of the case before them with regard to Dominique Strauss-Kahn. They claim that she lied about a prior false allegation of rape, that she had claimed she was raped in her native country, and more so these prosecutors said she lied to them convincingly, persuasively, that she was emotional. They told a story that prosecutors initially believed, and once she came forward, or her lawyer did, and said, you know, that was actually a false claim of rape, prosecutors were not in a position necessarily to believe her when she made those claims against Dominique Strauss-Kahn.
That's NBC Savannah Guthrie with her analysis of the Dominique Strauss-Kahn case. A New York judge dropped all criminal charges against the former International Monetary Fund chief. The story doesn't end there, though. Mr. Strauss-Kahn still faces a civil lawsuit from his accuser, and he's still also facing a French rape investigation. So that case is the number 10 thing this week on the countdown. Doug Steffen here with a welcome in to our overview of what's going on in the world of issue-oriented talk radio, the countdown show for the week ending Friday, the 26th of August.
Number 9.
Number 9 on the countdown is that hot sauce mom trial. Wow. You check out the poll at DougSteffen.com. Pretty interesting, the results. Here's host Brian Thomas talking about the guilty verdict reached in the case of the mother who videotaped her child as she forced him to ingest hot sauce as a punishment, and then with her desire to get on Dr. Phil's television show, what happened after that?
Just this past Tuesday, an Anchorage jury decided Jessica Begley's unorthodox parenting was, in fact, a crime. She found the 36-year-old mother of six guilty of misdemeanor child abuse. She faces a year in prison and a $10,000 fine with sentencing scheduled for this coming Monday. It took a jury of three men and three women one day to find the so-called hot sauce mom guilty in a case that ignited blustery legal arguments on cable news shows and drew media attention in Russia, where the Begley's adopted twins in 2008. The prosecutor, Cynthia Franklin, was told the jury that Begley abused the boy in an attempt to get on national TV. Called the verdict just, she said, the jury concluded that it is child abuse to hurt your child as an audition for a television show. Now, here's how it started. Begley emailed the Dr. Phil show. Okay? She wanted to get on the show. In 2009, in an effort to appear on a segment entitled Angry Moms. I've never seen a Dr. Phil show. I guess at the end they solicited him like, hey, if you are a cross-dressing transgender living in a multiracial family and were abused as a child by your clergy, contact the Dr. Phil show. We'd like to talk to you about it. So apparently it's one of those. Hey, are you an angry mom? You know, give us a call. So producers replied to her email about a year later and said, and they encouraged her to send video. So she took video. Then the producers asked her to send additional video. And she did. After the clips aired, the video of Begley angrily forcing the boy to hold a swig of hot sauce in his mouth, saying, don't you spit it at me, and then forcing him while he's crying to take a cold shower, gained a bunch of folks' online audience. Viewers started talking about whether the parenting was tough, but similar to spanking. When she claims she is completely out of her wit's end, she has tried everything. The kid is absolutely a horror, will not listen to anything. I don't know how a kid ends up that way. I mean, he has some emotional problems, some psychological problems, maybe the whole idea of being taken from Russia and adopted by an American family. I don't know. But what's fundamentally messed up here, and I think in our pop culture society, is that people would actually videotape themselves doing something that, you know, is not exactly the most pleasant task as a parent. If you love your children the way I love mine, discipline is an extraordinarily tough thing. You do it out of love. You do it with the hope that it is going to correct bad behavior and you can move on. But you don't videotape it and put it out for the world to see. This is a family issue. And isn't it disgusting that people would turn to someone who would exploit them for their own financial benefit on television in order to seek help?
Up next, a new memorial is set to be dedicated at the National Mall in Washington this weekend, and the controversy about it has really nothing to do with who the monument honors. That's up next here on the countdown.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom, the X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love?
Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air, number 8 now. The Martin Luther King Jr. statue, which is set to be dedicated at the National Mall in Washington this weekend. Here's Denny Schaefer talking to media consultant Ron Raddick about the controversy over the new monument, which includes the fact that this whole thing was made in China.
The new statue of Martin Luther King Jr. opened on the National Mall on Monday, and there's controversy about it already. They have the big celebration, the soft opening, and then the real opening, I believe, was supposed to be Sunday. President Obama's supposed to be there, King family members, all this other stuff. Well, the controversy for some, people don't like the look on Dr. King's face, okay? He looks, a bit determined, whatever. I think for a lot of people, when you see it, and by the way, some of the pictures in the video of it, you know, it's pretty incredible, but it reminds you of, what communist countries do to their leaders. By the way, The sculpture, and I don't know who hired this dude, is a Chinese artist named Li Yixin, and I'm probably saying it wrong. And this guy is famous for his work on just that.
I think the statue is not only grotesque, misguided,
wow,
and horrendous.
Who picked
and
this
again,
guy? Who picked this
well,
guy?
I don't know. There was a committee in New York. Now, I don't know why. The committee in the United States, I mean. And one of the members of the committee, who I quote, he also said other things I saw on television, opposed it from the get-go and then went public when they wouldn't listen to him. I suspect they took it for two reasons. One, they got the cheapest price. Evidently, this guy, Lee, had 10 other people, Chinese, working with him in his studio making the sculpture. They got it at a cut-rate price, and they didn't even use marble. They used Chinese quarry rock.
I never saw that.
The irony of a statue of an American leader who praised human rights and civil rights being built in his honor by a totalitarian authoritarian regime that now imprisons regularly scores of its dissidents and allows no political freedoms of any kind. It's become a modern capitalistic economy, but still controlled by a party state, by a single party that makes all the rules. There is no political freedom, and if anyone calls for democracy, they immediately slam them in prison, and they have their own secret gulag system, like the Soviets had, where prisoners are not treated nicely, to say the least. There are no human rights there. King would have been aghast at having a memorial to him made by anyone associated with that regime.
Number 7.
Up to number 7 of the countdown, Dick Cheney's new book. From NBC, Ann Curry talked to Jamie Gangle about her interview with the former vice president, which is set to air next week on NBC. That's when the book is scheduled to be released as well.
I understand that you asked the former vice president in a wide-ranging conversation about one of the biggest controversies of his time in office, and that's the so-called enhanced interrogation techniques.
That's correct. And, you know, Dick Cheney has always been known as discreet, a man of few words. His friend said he would never write a book, but now that he has, it is filled with revelations. And he does not back down on those controversial programs he championed that made him such a lightning rod for criticism after 9/11. This is what he told us when I asked about whether he had any second thoughts.
In your view, we should still be using enhanced interrogation?
Yes.
No regrets?
No regrets.
Should we still be waterboarding terror suspects?
I would strongly support using it again if circumstances arose where we had a high-value detainee and that was the only way we could get him to talk.
Even though so many people have condemned it, people call it torture, you think it should still be a tool?
Yes.
Don't expect any apologies, Ann. He knows the book is going to drive his critics crazy. He even said to me, heads are going to be exploding all over Washington.
Number 6.
Number 6 on the countdown, the resignation of Steve Jobs. Here, host of Peter Tilden and Teresa Strasser, talked to Felix Salmon from Reuters, who thinks Apple will be just fine without Steve Jobs.
You're a big fan of Steve Jobs, correct?
I am. I think he's done an amazing job in bringing technology to the masses, like no one else in history, pretty much.
And why wouldn't you be? So here's the question. The other guy, the guy that they put in place, Tim Cook, has run his company well while Steve Jobs has been ill off and on. They also say there's enough product in the pipeline and technology in the pipeline to last either 2, 3, or 4 years. We're not sure of that. But this new guy may be the best manager in the world, but there are not that many people who are visionaries like Steve Jobs was. And the amazing thing, one of the quotes I read earlier today is that he didn't believe in focus groups and testing the consumer because his take was the consumer doesn't know what they want. We have to tell them what they want by creating stuff for them.
So Apple did this, it created products which people didn't know that they wanted. Like the iPad is the perfect example of this. When it was announced, the general reaction was, why on earth would I want that? You know, and then it sold gazillions.
He had a sense of that. He also, you think of iTunes. My kid finds new music from iTunes. That's where they go now.
What about just touch-based technology, the idea that you touch your phone and it reacts?
Right. That's an interesting one. That was one which actually people have known that they wanted for decades, but he was the only person to actually make it work. If you have 100 people who are all rowing in the same direction and trying to implement the corporate vision, and they're all incredibly talented and they're all incredibly loyal, then problem solved. You don't need that figurehead guy at the top. I mean, it's always great to have a figurehead. And frankly, I think a lot of this sort of figurehead job can continue to be done by Steve Jobs, who's going to continue as chairman, at least for the foreseeable, and to a certain extent also by Johnny Ive, the design chief, who's got this whole cult of his own going on. And so I think that the company knows how to do this. And frankly, I think that one of the great achievements of Steve Jobs, if we look back in a few years' time, is going to be seen to be just how well he managed this transition.
And I mentioned the hurricane. Well, coming up, the threat for the East Coast, a lot of talk about that. Stock market seems to be on kind of a wild ride of its own. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Jason Lewis here. You know, we talk daily about all the crazy stuff going on, concerns with the economy, job loss, natural disasters. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for you and your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dried meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Company entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. Also, for a limited time, go to WiseFoodStorage.com and enter promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com, promo code Lewis, and don't forget to request a free sample. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Howdy folks, Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number five on the countdown, Hurricane Irene. Talk host Doc Thompson here, talking to meteorologist Frank Marzullo about the rarity of the hurricane threatening the northeastern United States.
Hurricane Irene bearing down on the East Coast. How are we looking?
Well, I tell you what, this storm, you know, you go back to Monday, Doc, and we were first looking at it, and obviously these models changed. We're taking it into the southern tip of Florida, then about Tuesday, taking it into Charleston, South Carolina. Now, we're looking at it brushing the Outer Banks of the Carolinas, and then going in possibly to Long Island, New York, as a Category 1 hurricane, which will be significant for Long Island, New York, who usually do not see storms of this magnitude as it works up the East Coast, Doc.
I was going to say that's got to be pretty rare to see anything that far north hurricane-wise.
Yeah, you know, you go back to the 90s, you go back to the late 90s. Remember the movie, what was that movie called? With George Clooney, the Fisherman.
Oh, Perfect Storm, Perfect Storm.
Yeah, Perfect Storm, yeah. Similar situation into the early 90s with a storm. Hurricane Gloria was a storm that affected them years ago. The bottom line is, though, this storm is going to make an effect on the Carolina coast, looking at the Outer Banks. So even if the eye itself does not come across, you know, the Capes or the Hatteras and whatnot, they are still going to feel tropical storm strength winds out of this system as it pushes up. And they haven't seen effects of a storm like this. You got to go back to Hurricane Floyd in the late 90s, 1999, which I believe it was like 4.5 million acres were flooded with the rainfall that they saw out of this.
Number four in the countdown, stability in the financial markets. Host Barry Armstrong talking to Bloomberg's Dom Chu about the impact Warren Buffett made this week when he bought Bank of America big time.
You guys, I believe, were the first to break the story about Warren Buffett making a significant investment in Bloomberg. I got a personal email from Suzanne O'Halloran about an hour and a half ago. What's going on here? This is a big deal. This is big news.
Well, this is amazing because it feels like it's deja vu all over again, to quote that old Yogi Berra.
Yep.
Right? It feels like back in the financial the crisis, you go back to like 08 when you saw Warren Buffett making these big investments in companies like GE, companies like Goldman Sachs. Well, now it's Bank of America, and it's the same size as he did with Goldman Sachs back in the day. What he's doing, he's investing $5 billion, that's B, billion dollars, into Bank of America. Remember, Bank of America struggling in the markets these days because there's such a lack of confidence in the company from investors. The stock has just has been on a steady slide for the better part of this year so far. So this was a huge step. Like you said, as the news came from that development that we kind of broke out here, it was a surge, about 25% in the value of B of A stock.
Yep.
It went up as high as $8.80 on the news of that. Now, the interesting part about this, Barry, this is not like Warren Buffett is just going out like you and I and buying stock in Bank of America. This is something completely different. This is something called preferred equity.
Yep.
That is to say, preferred stock that has, I guess, better standing in waiting in line in terms of if Bank of America hypothetically goes under.
Okay. Yep.
And this $5 billion carries along with it a dividend payment of 6% per year. So the quick and dirty math is Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway will make $300 million in dividend, I guess, payments, you could call it, a year. And that's what B of A is going to have to pay. In addition to that, Barry, B of A is giving up, and Warren Buffett is getting warrants or options to buy 700 million shares of common stock at the Bank of America at $7.14.
Ooh.
Right now, the shares are trading at about $7.75.
Now we know why Warren Buffett is such a wealthy man, right?
Oh, he's a smart businessman. I mean, he basically is making out pretty well on this right now, at least from a return point of view.
Stability in the financial markets, that's the fourth most talked about topic of the week. That's here on the Countdown. Recapping Dominique Strauss-Kahn case number 10, number 9 is the Hot Sauce Mom trial. Martin Luther King statue dedication, number 8. Number 7, Dick Cheney's memoir. Number 6, resignation of Steve Jobs. Number 5, the hurricane. Number 4, financial markets. That leaves us with number 3, 2, and 1. And they're coming up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
That, my friends, is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your quest to find the perfect brand new car. I know because, well, I'm inside your head and I'm here to say, stop, you're giving me the headache. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know Autotrader.com had brand spanking new cars hot off the assembly line. Well, now you do. See, Autotrader.com lets you compare new cars and all their showroom glory side by side, even special offers. That way your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart has itself set on a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants something smart, practical, with good gas mileage. And while your heart wants to make the neighbors drool, your head wants to make sure you're getting the best new car deal out there. Well, would you look at that? A brand new, never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. Go ahead, hold that head of yours high. Whoa! Just tell me when you're going to do it first. Autotrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Final LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want to live?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas. The Lost Vegas. Now available at Amazon.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Second half hour of this hour. Welcome back to Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here reviewing the hot hits for the week ending the 26th of August. Up to number three, the East Coast Earthquake. Contessa Brewer here talking online to Bill Lyon from the National Park Service about the closing of the Washington Monument as the result of the damage sustained during the earthquake.
Some serious damage in Washington, D.C. from that 5.8 magnitude earthquake yesterday. 12 million people felt the shaking along the East Coast. Tremors tore up to Montreal in the north and down to Atlanta in the south. The worst earthquake to hit the East Coast since 1944. The National Cathedral, built in 1912, sustained serious damage. In fact, it's already asking for donations to fix cracked buttresses, interior walls, and one of the pinnacles at the top. And the Washington Monument is still closed after they found cracks at the top. Bill Lyon is the spokesperson for the National Park Service. How long did it take you, Bill, to discover the cracks there?
The monument closed right as the earthquake was happening around 1:51 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The monument has remained closed since. The crack was discovered approximately 6 o'clock in the evening after a United States Park Police helicopter as well as National Park Service officials did a visual inspection from the helicopter. The damage, and there's a crack that is in the upper reaches of the monument after, and most people are familiar with it, as it goes to one central tip or point on one of the sides in that very upper reaches of the monument is where there is a crack. We have an engineering firm, a structural engineering firm, that is taking a look at and examining, gathering data, gathering information as to the extent of the damage. They may need to take all of today or tomorrow or Friday even to collect all of the data that they need. They will then write a report, and after which point the National Park Service will evaluate the report and determine how to best move forward to make repairs.
All right, so as I understand it, there's caution tape installed now that's keeping tourists and sightseers away from the Washington Monument. It's closed at this point. Do you have any general estimation of when it might reopen?
No, we do not, because what's most important is the visitor's safety, keeping people safe. We need to do this correctly, and we need the appropriate amount of time to get this correct. And we have to, first off, as I say, rely on the structural engineering team to gather all their data. Then they write a report. Then the National Park Service then will make a determination as to what repairs need to take place. That could take a number of weeks, but we don't know that. We simply don't have all of the information in our hands yet that we need.
California host Bill Handel, Gary Hoffman, and Michelle Cuby talked about the difference between the earthquakes on the West Coast and the earthquakes on the East Coast.
Magnitude 5.8, which here I don't even think would make a mention in the local papers. And or here.
No, it's been long enough. Yeah. 5.8 would probably lead the story, lead the news for a day.
I don't know.
We would talk about, wow, did you feel it?
Yeah, I know. We always
say,
do that.
I felt it, and then I went back to work.
Yeah, and we'd ask around. It's not one of those earthquakes where we stop everything, stop the presses, and then start calling, and people start calling us. Was it a jolt? Was it a rumble? What did you feel? Where were you?
Was it a rolling, or was it, did you hear it?
Yeah, I know.
My sister said she got the sitting in a doctor's office, and she kind of just felt weird for a second. Then she looked at the pictures on the wall, and they were moving back and forth.
Well, there you are.
It wasn't like a jolt or gentle.
We should have called her up. Was it a jolt? Was it a rolling motion?
She would have been like, well, really wasn't much of nothing. I didn't just sit in there, and things were moving. I didn't know what was going on.
And this was fun to watch because Facebook really lit up with people complaining about they were so frightened and they were scared and they ran out of the buildings. And Twitter also had a lot of great, funny tweets from people. So one guy wrote, I guess Chris Christie just jumped into the race.
Oh, that's very funny. Also, I was watching the news last night, and there was, you know, they're trying to figure out every kind of sidebar story they can. And one of the reporters, or maybe the anchor, said, it's, as you know, dogs can feel and or hear earthquakes happen before they actually do. And there's actually a video of a dog getting up off the couch and walking out of the view of the camera 5 seconds before the earthquake hit.
Don't laugh at that.
Proof positive. Oh, by the way, the dog wasn't upset or anything. He just got up and casually walked out. So there you go. There's the proof.
Did Princess predict yesterday's earthquake, Michelle?
I don't, you know what? Yeah, she was acting weird last night.
No,
she wouldn't go to sleep last night.
I didn't go to sleep last night.
They did say like overkill, wouldn't you say? I mean, I was watching the news yesterday, and all the major news channels, all the cable major news channels, all just like wiped everything out for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, for hours, it seemed like, including the Libya war, Gaddafi's compound being stormed, etc., to keep saying there's no damage.
You know why? Because all of those major cable networks are based on the East Coast.
And this leads us to number two, turmoil in Libya, next up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Calling people using long distance was draining my wallet. So to save money, I'm only calling people with toll-free numbers. Do any of my friends have them? No. Any family members? Nope. You know, no one I call has a toll-free number. So, Mom, if you're listening, I got your messages. Tell Cousin Tommy I hope all is well. And honestly, would it hurt you to look into an 800 number? I'm your only son, for crying out loud.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. Or follow this guy's toll-free pension and call 1-800-947-AUTO.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find 4 powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
Hey, Mom, the X key is missing. That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
Mom, what is a floppy disk?
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
Hey, thanks, Mom.
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy.
Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Call 1-800-864-4031. Don't wait another day. Call 1-800-864-4031. That's 1-800-864-4031.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Talk radio in review. We're up to the number two item this week, the turmoil in Libya. Candy Crowley talks to Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger from Maryland, who's glad to see that Gaddafi has been removed from power, but he wants to know where the WMDs are.
I wanted to read something from your statement, Congressman, that caught our attention. You said we must also ensure radical extremist groups do not take control of the country. Libya has a large stockpile of chemical weapons and explosives that must not fall into the wrong hands. Now, I have to tell you that I spoke with two people recently who said, what chemical weapons? He handed them over. The man's fired two scuds in 4 months. He just doesn't have them. Do we know for sure there are mustard gas, chemical weapons that are stockpiled there?
Well, based on all the information that I have, he has a lot of weapons, and we're very concerned that he does have those weapons. And we were surprised he didn't use those weapons throughout this whole exercise.
And so can you tell me, like, what are we talking about here? Because I thought he made a deal to get rid of weapons of mass destruction.
You have mustard gas, you have man pads, you have different chemical weapons that he could use, and it could be very serious. But we have been keeping an eye on that. When I say we, the NATO and the coalition. He's a very dangerous person. I met with him, and the first thing he said, there were three or four of us from Congress, and we were in Libya, and he said, you know, why did you attack me? Why did I think President Reagan attacked me? I'm a good person. And I came back and I said, well, I don't agree with you. And you were involved in the killing of a college student from Baltimore in the Pan Am plane. So let's not go down that road. And then he stopped. And then he also knows English, but he made us use interpreter. And I think all of us who walked away from that meeting felt he was very unstable.
And so let me see if I get this straight. You, through whatever means and methods you have, and again, you are the ranking member on the Intelligence Committee, you believe that there are large stockpiles of chemical weapons. I'm assuming that there are others in the U.S. government that know this. Do we know where they are, and have we done anything to safeguard them?
Well, I don't want to get into some of that that's classified. What I do want to say is that there's going to be a lot of transition that we have to be concerned about, and NATO still has to be involved. Right now, we know two of Gaddafi's sons are still in southern Libya, and they still control brigades. And if you really look at what happened in Iraq, we don't want to make the same mistakes. You know, what happened in Iraq is that we fired the military who were trained. They became the opposition. They had weapons, and it caused a serious serious problem for a long time in Iraq. And we have to make sure that this transition goes well. And it's going to take a lot of time and effort to do this. And we also don't need to create another Iraq.
Well, as far as I know, there won't be, if the rebels win, there is not an army per se, or at least a professional army, left behind. So who guards those stockpiles? I mean, is this important enough for the U.S. or NATO people to put boots on the ground and guard wherever this weaponry is?
Well, that's a lot of what intelligence is about, and getting the information and making sure that the right moves are made by the people who are going to be there. We should not put boots on the ground. The United States should not boots on the ground. And I praise the president for making that decision.
Radio man Dan Kaplis here with former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton about what he thinks we ought to be doing in Libya.
I wanted, obviously, to talk about Libya, your take on where this is headed, and at the end of the day, is it going to be a net plus or minus for the United States? And I know that's a weird question when you talk about the baseline being a monster like Gaddafi, but ultimately, where do you think we're headed here?
Well, I think it's still unclear. I think a couple things. Number one, despite all of the shifting in information we've gotten in the past 72 hours, roughly, I still think that the Gaddafi regime is finished. That part I take to be a done deal. What we don't know yet, though, is how long the end will take and how bloody it will be. And that is very significant because it would weigh heavily on any successor regime. If you have a lot of fighting that remains, a lot of killed and wounded, the divisions that already exist between Gaddafi's supporters on the one hand and his opponents on the other will obviously only deepen, and they'll be made very, very current. And that will hurt any effort at national reconciliation. So although it looked, I'll say on Sunday night, according to the media, that things were over, that's a long way from being true. We don't know whether Gaddafi will escape back to where his tribe is located, whether the fighters will stick with him or whether they'll melt away, and that will tell us a lot. And then that gets us, that's still just step one, removing Gaddafi. Step two is what we put in his place. And I don't think we've done the job we should have done over the past 6 months in identifying leaders who are pro-West, in favor of an open, pluralistic society with representative government, who can actually lead the country. There are people like that for sure. But there are a lot of people with a very different agenda, a radical Islamicist agenda. There are clearly al-Qaeda elements among the rebels. And at this point, I think any objective analysis has to be that we don't know how the internal politics of the rebel leadership will play itself out. So it's very, very murky. And here I disagree with a lot of people who say, well, we can lay back now. What we need, not resources, not boots on the ground, political judgment and leadership, perhaps behind the scenes, but very, very vigorous to get the right, to do what we can, which is not infinite, but to do what we can to get the right people to emerge on top in Libya.
Of course, Mike Trevisano here, thinking out loud. He focuses on Libya and suggests that Libya doesn't have anything to do with us and we don't have any business being there.
Have you been watching this? Do you feel like better now? Do you feel more secure? Did you see these rebels? They're riding around in pickup trucks with machine guns off the back, shooting them up in the air. I mean, are we supposed to feel like better now that these rebels have taken over a country? Instead of a government, Gaddafi, even though he's a dictator, running it, are we supposed to feel better now that these rebels have control of Libya? Is that going to make us feel secure with all their oil and everything else over there? We supported the rebels. This administration has supported the rebels with air support and providing them arms. And a percentage of the rebels are al-Qaeda, who were fighting against in Afghanistan. So our kids are dying in Afghanistan to kill al-Qaeda and wipe them out. And in Libya, we're giving al-Qaeda air support and weapons. And they're riding around you see them screwballs over there in Libya? They're these rebels. Rebels! Did you ever think you'd hear the day the media reporting with a serious face? It's a good thing. The rebels have taken over Libya. Where am I living? What dimension am I living in? Is this really, am I really experiencing all this? Is this really happening? And there's people out there going, yeah, the rebels got Libya. Great. Okay. Yeah, the Crips just took over L.A. Wouldn't that be basically the same thing? The street gangs now are controlling California and Los Angeles, and the media is going, that's a good thing. Obama's giving them air support. Obama's on giving the Crips air support.
Okay, that leaves us with number one. We'll talk about the presidential race next here on the Talk Radio Review.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Okay, number one, as I said, the 2012 presidential race. Zenk Uygur from the Young Turks talks about one of the latest polls, which shows almost everybody in the Republican Party beating President Obama.
Main strategy for President Obama has been, hey, I might not be great and the economy might not be great, but the Republicans are worse. And they're a disaster, so you don't really have a choice. You're going to have to vote for me. Well, apparently the American people disagree. According to the new Gallup poll, they do think that they do have a choice. Obama is losing to three major Republican candidates. Against Romney, he is losing 48% to 46%. That is not good news. Romney is a corporate robot. Actually, I should be clear, Perry and Obama are tied at 47%, although there are some new numbers on Perry where we think that that might switch and Obama might be behind, but that's not as clear yet. And then Obama would beat Ron Paul, 47% to 45%. So basically, you've got three candidates, I should rephrase, that are in either, I would call them all a dead heat, because Romney being up by 2% doesn't mean Romney's going to win. Ron Paul being down by 2% doesn't mean he's going to lose. That's nearly all a statistical tie, right? So Ron Paul might be able to beat Barack Obama when all of Washington believes Ron Paul is as fringe a candidate as it gets. Apparently, the American people disagree. By the way, Michelle Bachmann, she's losing. That's clear, right? But it's not that clear. She's only losing 48 to 44. I mean, I want you to pause there and think about that. Michelle Lunatic Bachmann is not that far away from Obama. How bad a candidate are you that you're not beating Michelle Bachmann by 40 points? We're not talking about Republican primaries. Yeah, you're not beating Michelle Bachmann by a lot in the Republican primaries. I get it, right? In a general election, you're only 4 points ahead of Michelle Bachmann, who hides in bushes at gay parades, who thinks she's being kidnapped by lesbians and that God is talking to her. You're only 4 points ahead of her? I keep saying this, of course, falling on deaf ears as far as the Obama administration in Washington is concerned. But you got to turn around, man. Your strategy sucks. It sucks. You're 4 points ahead of Bachmann. You're nearly tied with Ron Paul. You're losing to Mitt Romney.
Here in this talk radio interview, Karl Rove explains why he thinks Sarah Palin is upset with him.
The head of a grassroots organization on her behalf in Iowa said roughly the same thing I did, which is not knowing any inside information, it looks to us like both this fellow in Iowa and to me that she's more likely to be a candidate. The things that she's doing in Iowa, showing up at the Iowa State Fair, running this ad, saying I'm looking forward to being back there on September 3rd, attending a big rally on September 3rd, all signal to me that she's likely to be more likely to be a candidate at some point. I've never said she's going to declare on the 3rd. I'm mystified. She is all upset about this, saying I'm somehow trying to sabotage her in some way, and that how dare I speculate on her future. Look, if she doesn't want to be speculated about as a potential presidential candidate, there's an easy way to end speculation. Simply say, I'm not running. But instead, every time she pops up into the public eye, like she did on CNN at the Iowa State Fair a number of days ago, she said, I haven't made a decision. I'm just speculating that the kind of schedule she's keeping leads me to believe that it's more likely than not that she's going to be a candidate. Now, I said I wouldn't bet a lot of money on it because it's a close thing, and I'm not privy to her thought-making process, but it is a sign of enormous thin skin that if we speculate about her, she gets upset, and I suspect if we didn't speculate about her, she'd be upset in a way to get us to speculate about her. I do assume when Sarah Pack issues a statement, I assume that Governor Palin authorized a statement so she knew exactly what Sarah Pack was going to say. That's where her comment came from, was a statement put out by Sarah Pack. But look, she's a potentially big factor in the presidential election. If she were to get in, she'd be a contender, as they say. She was the vice presidential nominee in 2008. She maintains a following. There are people who want her in, and there's some people who would be deeply concerned if she did because she'd be eaten into their ranks. But she's a player. And so if she doesn't want to be speculated about, then end the speculation by saying, I'm not going to be a candidate. Until then, I would just recommend she might get a slightly thicker skin, because if she's got this thin a skin now, when people are saying, well, I think she might be a candidate, how's she going to react if she does get into the campaign and gets the scrutiny that every presidential candidate does get? I mean, that's not going to be a pretty sight if she's as thin skinned in the fray as she is on the edges of it.
Okay, let's review here. The 2012 presidential race, most talked about topic this week, no surprise. And we go back to number 10, which is the Dominique Strauss-Kahn case, recapping the other numbers in the top 10 list. The hot sauce mom trial, number 9. Dedication to Martin Luther King's memorial, number 8. Number 7, Dick Cheney's new memoir. Number 6, the resignation of Steve Jobs at Apple. Hurricane Irene is number 5. Stability Now this week in the markets, number 4. The earthquake, number 3. Number 2 is the turmoil in Libya. And as I said, number 1 is the presidential race. That's all we've discussed here this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.